Good evening. Just a couple of devotional thoughts I want to bring to you tonight. You know, this seems to be the season of giving, either giving gifts or receiving gifts. And I've got to tell you right off the bat that I probably have the best wife ever, because I could give her a card and she would be just very happy with that. She likes to help others, so she's never looking for anything expensive or anything like that from me, which is good. But there was this one time that I felt really inadequate about the gift I gave her at Christmas time. We had three little girls. One was a toddler, and I think one was an infant. And we agreed amongst ourselves that we would get a Lazy Boy recliner as a gift to each other. And I lived up to my bargain, but she didn't. So I felt very inadequate because I had other gifts and she didn't, because she said she only wanted a Lazy Boy, and that's what I did. But sometimes I think our gifts can be inadequate. And I started thinking about, I saw the bulletin about loving one another, and I thought, what are some of the best gifts that we can give to one another as a Christian family? And I started researching, and I have a book at home that I happen to get at PTP, and it's about Paul's one another statements in the Bible. And I got to thinking, there's over 50 of them, I think. So I got to thinking about what are some of our greatest gifts that we can give to one another. And Paul mentions that we should forgive one another in Colossians 3:13, that we should comfort one another in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18. Galatians 6 tells us that we are to bear one another's burdens. And then in 1 Thessalonians 5, that we are to edify and to build up one another, to help one another. But probably the greatest of this is what Jesus told us. In John chapter 13, in verse 34, it says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye may also love one another." You know, the book of James tells us that every good and every perfect gift comes from God, comes from above. So everything that we have, everything that we have received, God has given us. And you start thinking about God's greatest gift to us. In John 3:16, it said, "For God so loved us, the world, that he gave his only son." So if you're here tonight and you are a Christian and you're struggling like many Christians do, and you need comforting and you need edifying and you need building up and you need support, then we're here to do that. We do that through prayer. We do that through communication with each other, and we can help in that way. But if you're here and you're not a Christian, then you're missing out on some very great spiritual gifts. The gift of forgiveness, the gift of being able to talk to God. We can help with that too through faith, confession, repentance, and baptism. You can become a child of God, and then your walk with Christ will begin, and we can help you there too. So if you're in subject in any way, come as we stand and sing.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.